Hi, this is Alex Webster from Cannibal Corpse, and you're listening to MetalSpeak.com.
Indeed, it is for all the people who will be able to share in the celebration, especially excited, will be the Queen's public appearances. We also would like to...
Whoops! Uh-oh.
It's Metal Speed! With your host, Dingle.
Now I don't sleep with it.
Darren.
Why am I peeing like I was up all night having sex?
Raw Stewage.
I can't think of a better way to start the day.
And Cody.
I sit down when I pee.
Hey, old dude. That was almost one of my songs, too. Welcome to Metal Speak.
Awesome.
Fellas, how you doing?
Bueno.
Jipper.
We're going to be doing top five songs for trying to pee with Morning Wood.
Good morning. Good
morning. Yeah, right? What about this one?
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those were almost my songs. But I went metal. I went metal this time.
No Madonna.
Yeah, no Madonna. Yeah.
I got mostly metal. There's a couple that are off.
Yeah. Cool, yeah, those will be fun. This was Stu's idea, actually, for keeping score at home. He also had the kidney stone topic. So there may be a theme here. I'm just saying.
I like dicks. What can I say?
Well, see, I was going urine. He's
a budding urologist, I think. Yeah.
I wasn't going to slander you by suggesting you were a homo, but I guess that's funnier than the urine angle.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, before we get to that, Jared, what's coming out in the next couple weeks here?
So tomorrow we get the new Animals as Leaders, Ancient Ascendant, and then Sockweb, which if you've never heard of this, it is a father-daughter grindcore act.
What?
Yeah.
Is it legitimate or is it kind of a joke?
It started out as a joke, like, you know, and so the dad like wrote all the music and he just had his daughter like sing along to it, and like overnight they had like over a million YouTube hits and this little girl doing the thing, and they ended up getting a record deal.
Jesus.
And so, yeah.
How old is the girl?
She's like 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that sounds
She was like 4 when it happened.
Just to make all you grindcore people out there feel better about your band. She's 6. Yeah. She's on a label.
Yeah. So, that was a fun story, though. That's the kind of thing I wish my kid would do. But
yeah, right?
Whatever.
And those princesses and Frozen.
I know.
Fuck.
So, and then next week, the only thing worth mentioning is the new Brutality Will Prevail. So, kind of a slow couple weeks. So,
cool.
I think we need to talk about Gwar, goddammit.
Okay. What's that? Did the guy really die? I saw was like, reportedly was dead.
Yeah, Dave Brocky, frontman of Gwar, passed away last night, age 50. No cause of death yet ascertained. No drugs found in the home. They said they found him sitting upright in a chair. So that makes me think. He was it seemed like some of the pictures I saw people posting on Facebook, he was a pretty heavy smoker, so maybe like a pulmonary embolism, a blood clot,
yeah,
a stroke, you know?
Wow.
Probably not a heart attack, because he probably would have tried to get up out of the chair and do whatever, but...
Yeah.
You know. Autopsy's been scheduled, but that guy, it's such a fucking bummer. Like... You know, like I friended him on Facebook. Not that that means a whole lot, because he probably had like 5,000 other sycophants, you know, bombarding his page. You know, the stuff he posted was really hilarious. You know, he's obviously a really funny, warm-hearted guy, and it's kind of cool to see the outpouring of support in the metal community and just fans. You know, people, you know, had their pictures taken with him or whatever. Just seemed like a really down-to-earth, nice guy. You know, opposite of his stage persona. So, it's one of those bands I never saw live. I was, you know, planned to see, never got around to it.
I saw him once way, way, way back at the Colorado Music Hall, which is now the Stargazer Theater. And I did not go down into the, like, on the floor to get soaked in all the blood and everything. Stuff. But, yeah, it was interesting. They definitely put on a show that's not really like anything else, you know?
Yeah.
It's good to watch.
I saw them at the Ogden the night that Dimebag Darrell was shot.
Oh, shit. Well,
after their set, they all came out on stage out of costume, which I guess was just something they never do at all at any of their shows. They all came out not in costume and said, like, you know, we just got word that Dimebag Darrell was shot and killed on stage, and everybody was standing there covered in blood, like, looking at each other like...
Is this a joke?
What? And then they played Cemetery Gates, like, just out and played it, and
wow.
We were just, everyone was kind of like,
what?
Confused, like, yeah. Is that real? Did that really just happen? And yeah, the next morning it was all over the news.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that was back when people didn't have phones that they could
none of us could check to verify that was real. I mean, we just watched them kill, like, Paris Hilton and some babies and George Bush and all these other people on stage. And so it's like when someone comes out and says someone's dead after they do all of this on stage and everyone's covered in blood, you're kind of confused. Like,
yeah, you're sitting there like, and where's the punchline?
Right. Right.
What? Wow. Well, thanks for bumming us
sad day in metal. No, I'm just saying, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, all things considered, the guy had a good run. You know, I think that, you know, I don't know if Gwar was a household name, but even non-fans kind of know who they were.
Yeah, you know? Totally. Yeah,
Beavis and Butthead definitely threw that out there a lot.
Yeah. Well, like, I was even, there was stuff that I hadn't even thought about. I can't remember what news outlet it was. They were talking about all the, like, kind of the places where Gwar showed up in mainstream media, like Empire Records, and they did the cameo there. And then I hadn't thought about it in a while, but Odorous was on Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld on Fox News for a little while, which I thought was completely fucking hilarious that they brought him on as, like, an intergalactic correspondent.
Oh, right. Nice.
And so he would just go on there, and it's, like, 2 a.m, like, no one cares, so he's just saying whatever dumb shit comes to mind.
Was he on Oprah once or something like that? One of those daytime shows?
In the 90s, they said he was on Springer.
Oh,
Jerry
really?
Springer, and then...
that's right. It was something like... I saw a clip of it on YouTube where there was some kid who... His mom was pissed because he listened to Gwar.
Right.
And they all came out and just, like, made fun of her and talked shit to her for being a bitch.
Yeah. And the kid kind of just showed her that he was smart enough to, like, know the difference
between fans. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talked about that appearance in the... They talk about that appearance and that thing, and, you know, of course, the Beavis and Butthead tie-in and stuff like that. So it's, I mean, I never saw him in concert. I have a VHS that, at home.
Wow.
One of their old concerts. No, it was back in like 2005. I was working at this mortgage company, and one of the other guys in the office was a retired Navy guy. And one of his favorite things to do was he would go down to the library at Fort Carson. And I guess, like, they get donated material all the time. So when people, like, you know, deploy, or if they're, you know, they're TDYing or whatever, and they don't want to take all their stuff,
like,
they'll just donate it. And so the library will pick up DVDs, books, you know, tapes, and then, you know, loan them out. And then stuff they don't want, or stuff that's kind of fallen out of, you know, fallen out of favor or use or whatever they don't have room for, they just put it in a bin. And you can just come grab it.
Yeah.
And so he, I come back from lunch one day, and I have this Guar VHS sitting on my desk, and I kind of pick it up and look at it. Like, I knew who they were, but I was just like, where the hell did this come from? And Rick comes over, and he was from Jersey, and you know, and he's like, oh yeah, I was down at the library and down on Carson, they had, you know, the big bin of stuff, and he's like, you know, I was just looking through there, and I knew you were into that weird shit, so I got you that. I was like, okay.
I knew you were into that weird shit.
Yeah. He's like, I know you love that weird shit, so, you know, I got you that. So.
When was this, did you say? What year?
Like 2005.
Because even then, like, VHS was kind of
out
of fashion. Yeah. So,
well,
like,
actually,
good, now I got to go get a VCR, right?
No, I have a VCR packed away, and I actually busted it out. I went home that night. My wife was then girlfriend was working in a restaurant, so I usually had the night, you know, eatings to myself. So I went home that night and cracked open a six pack and watched that video front to back and laughed my ass off the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So it was, nice. You know, I still have it somewhere. I've got to have it somewhere. But
it's a collector's item now,
right? So, big bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Just goes to show, one of your favorite bands comes through town, go to the fucking show.
Yeah, right.
Because you don't know when some dumb shit like this is going to happen and ruin your chances of ever seeing them again.
Yep. Cool. I mean, not cool, but ready to move on, I guess. hopefully this will cheer you up. We're going to play a tune from a band called that almost ties in with the topic here. It's Piron, which is almost like peon, right? See that? It's Pyrrhon, Piron. They actually have an album coming out next week, The Mother of Virtues on Relapse.
Is that out next week? No. I'll be damned.
I believe so. It is April 1st, I think it's coming out, so. We're going to play a couple tunes from them this show. First one's going to be Balkanized. And then when we come back, talk about Morningwood. Good morning. welcome back. So everybody's peed with morning wood, right?
Oh, somewhere yeah.
in their lives. Probably more so when I was younger, I think.
Yep.
But, yeah, so.
No, it's pretty much the worst. Because depending on the angle, like, you always kind of have to, like, lean back.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of have to kind of get parallel.
You can do
and
that.
And then you're, like, and then you kind of have to. You want to try and, like. Once you're at the end of it, though, you have to, like, quickly change so it doesn't just hit the floor.
Right, right. Yeah, you kind of have to stand over and then, you know, you got to make sure you're at the right angle because you don't want it to, like, hit your chin.
You got to get the picture and deflect it like me right. myself and Irene. Or he's just yeah. like, first he grabs the toilet paper and he's just yeah. like, yeah.
To kind of angle it down.
You could do, if you're listening to this, after the episode's posted, the picture Stu found, you could do the planking or whatever Superman on the toilet. Just that way, there's no room for error at all. It's just,
right, boner in the toilet.
So.
I think it's the worst, and it's not even like morning. It's very similar, but have you ever like been on a long road trip or something, and like maybe again when you're younger. And you have to pee really bad, but then the road's really bumpy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You got to get that just, like, tired boner going.
Right.
You're just like, because it's just kind of bored just the, and just yeah. like, fuck.
Well, it's just a bumpy road. It like, just yeah. gets you going, and then you're like, fuck. And then... Like you're driving to work, right? And so you're sitting there in your car and you're late. You have to pee with a bumpy road boner and you can't walk in.
I just gotta sit here for a little bit.
I'm gonna sit here and hope that this subsides at some point.
Before my sphincter gives out.
Right.
Like, I have to go back home to change.
Right.
So, cool. Yeah, so this will be fun. I'll start it off here.
Trigger the bloodshed.
Yeah. You know the song?
Vision Showing Nothing?
No.
D-Breed?
Nope.
God damn it.
A Sterile Existence.
Ah!
which kind of implies like maybe compulsive morning wood peeing, you know?
Right.
Where there's just always pee everywhere, and that's just your life. But it's sterile, and that's just, you know, your existence. But, you know, at least it's sterile. Right?
Right.
I don't have to drink my own urine, but it's sterile and I like the taste.
Yeah.
Necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine? No, but it's sterile and I like the taste.
That's awesome.
I've watched that movie forever. All right.
Though
that is Ugly in the Morning. All right, Faith No More.
Yep.
Because it's an ugly scene.
Totally.
You have to eliminate with the stiffness.
Yeah.
It's just...
Hold on. I know it's Pantera, yeah. But for some reason the song name is like totally... I think yeah. I'm trying too hard.
Clash with reality.
Good morning, right?
Walk in there and... Oh, this is going to have to happen.
Yeah. No escape.
It's not going to go away until I get this piss out of here.
Then you just jump in the shower and just, like, pee everywhere and fuck it. If I had a song called Jump in the Shower and Just Pee Everywhere, Fuck It, I would have picked that.
How come no one's written that song yet?
This lore needs to write that song.
Yeah, you got to do, what is it, Racist Rapist? And anyway, this is a close second to Jump in the Shower, Pee Everywhere, Fuck It.
Shall learn?
Nope. Band name's also a little bit of a tie-in here, maybe. Salt the Wound.
Yeah.
And the song is "Why Don't You Have a Seat?" As our Cody. Friend Cody does.
I was thinking that guitar tone is pretty unique. I was actually hearing another one of those songs in my head, but I couldn't nail down the band name. Like, I know the song when I hear it, but I...
Yeah.
God damn it.
Right. God damn it.
We'll be right back. Driver?
It is Devil Driver.
Hardened?
It is Hardened.
Those are my original list, but I can trim it out. Why does it sound really familiar? I feel like I just listened to it a few days ago.
Like, how the hell would you be able to pick that track out?
It was the vocal. Well, that riff's pretty good. Yeah,
hanging
too,
fruit.
Vocals for sure.
Hardened.
Hardened.
Ha! Is this your non-metal one?
Yeah.
Well, if you ever go down to where the Picards go, you can ask anybody, cause they all know that there's one wild woody that's a really me. She's a roller cam, upper-blown fueling machine. She's big, big, bad, bad, my woody.
that's My Woody by the Trashmen.
Nice.
Now, is that like a rehashing? Is that like a modern band, or is that like...
No, that's from the Trashmen in 1963. Like an actual song about his car that was a Woody. Because that's what people sang about back then, especially in like cars, the surf music scene. It was all about like their cars.
Yeah, and little GTO.
Yeah. Even in that song, he likes to bash the other guys and says something about... Like, their other cars can't keep up with his Woody.
Woody bashing?
Yeah.
Bash you with my Woody.
Woody bashing. That needs to be a new euphemism for peeling the carrot. Bashing the Woody. Yeah. Swinging the club.
We should do that, like top five songs that sound like euphemisms for other things.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Didn't we do that with... Oh, that was with the racist one.
Yeah, that was the racist one. Yeah. Which was a lot of fun. Yeah. Really shed some light on some things. Normally, there's no racist connotation.
Top five songs that sound like euphemisms for throwing fetal remains in an incinerator. Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Guarantee there's a ton of songs
probably
out there that fit that description. You're like, oh, this totally fits now. That's awesome. Alrighty, next up.
I can feel the heat rising. Everything is on fire. Today's a painful reminder of why. It can only get brighter the further you put it behind you. But right now, I'm on the inside.
Looking out for perfect.
Yeah,
maybe not the chick.
Do you recognize who it is? You should. You'll recognize it here in a minute.
An Eminem?
Yeah.
The tornado warning. Today's like the morning after.
Yeah, like the first like few lines of lyrics.
Kind of like, is this actually a song about peace?
Yeah. I was a little bit of a stretch because like, and I realized I think I did say I picked all metal songs. My bad.
Yeah.
But I was. I don't know. I really enjoyed that last Eminem album. I was like, there's just like wanted an excuse to pick an Eminem song. But yeah, that's Beautiful Pain. So yeah, this is kind of a stretch. I don't know. So maybe it's kind of painful sometimes, like depending on how raging
the
boner is.
At least I can still get a boner.
Yeah. But yeah, like I can feel the heat rising. Like, everything's on fire. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know it.
It is Under the Weight of the Wood by Murder Construct. Which is Travis from Cattle Decapitation's other band.
Yep, The Wood.
Under the Weight of the Wood. Which I'm starting to wonder if that's a typo, because I'm pretty sure he was saying world.
Oh, right. That's funny. If you ever interview him, you should bring that up. By the way, we did this topic about being with Morning Wood, and we used one of your songs. Was that a typo?
No, it's all about peeing with a boner, man.
That's exactly what it's about.
Awesome. Come on, play. What's wrong with you?
Nope, it's wood. Oh, sorry, dude.
Technical difficulties.
Stop playing.
My bad.
All right.
It's a Megadeth cover, right? It's not Megadeth, is it?
Megadeth.
Is it? Sweating Bullets?
Yeah.
Why? That's not the album version, is it?
Yeah.
It is? Fuck! I forgot it started that way. I thought this is how it started.
Well, it's still starting. Like, this is
but I mean, with just like, say, the one guitar track, I forgot. Sweating Bullets.
Me, meet the real me.
yeah, right.
Way of life.
Dark black.
Yep. Yeah, those are good lyrics too.
Sweating bullets. Hello, me. Meet the real me.
Wake up with boners. Alrighty. Here's another one that I want to. I'll play it, but I want to go up into the chorus here because the lyrics I think are. Made me laugh. So here we go. So far, if I go up to the chorus here, you might help.
Beyonce.
It is Beyonce. Hold on, you totally said Beyonce over the line that I wanted to play, dude. All right. Mostly the second time he repeats it here, right here. It's Let This River Flow by Soilwork. That makes me laugh, like, just thinking of, like, somebody standing there with this raging boater peeing, just, Let This River Flow!
Yeah.
Bolt throwing.
It's also Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce. This
is Beeps.
Would have known it was Beyonce if you let me get to the lyrics first.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That is Demand the Impossible by Misery Index.
Uh-huh. Really, you think about it, it's almost it's just like a hose that's like kinked, right?
Yeah,
right? And like, well, it's got to come out somehow. Like, yep.
All right, another non-metal one.
Dick Dale.
Yep.
All of his songs start.
You know. Do you know the song?
Something about Woody. It's a surf song, right?
So dude, it's nothing about a Woody. There's no.
It's got to have something to do with like a wave or a surfboard.
It does have something to do with the wave, but the title is it's The Wedge.
The Wedge.
Yeah, so like Jared was demonstrating earlier when you have to like get your body in a wedge shape to like angle it just right,
right?
So then it goes
right. Yeah, because I mean, if you think about it, like the more you do it, you kind of develop an art to it. You're gonna name the move. You're gonna be like
the wedge.
Good morning.
Just approach it with the wedge, man. Yeah. The wedge wasn't good enough. I had to Superman it.
Yeah, right. The wedge wasn't cutting it.
See, I was thinking about the physics. There would be no good way to do that. Like, it has to be a commode. Like, you can't do it in a urinal. Like, there's too much potential for splashback. You know what I mean?
At least, how often do you have a boner near a urinal?
That's what I mean. Like, it just, there's no way that would work.
You're saying that's why God gave you morning wood instead of, like, afternoon wood.
Right.
When like, you're at work, you have
like,
to go and
like
you
could, lunch wood.
You could, like, stand against the opposite wall, I guess. And
yeah.
Let it go.
Like, just let it do its thing.
Yeah, jump in the shower, pee everywhere, fuck it, right?
Jump in the shower, be everywhere.
Yeah. Maybe bring your wife in, light a candle, make it romantic. Nice.
Yeah. Never hold a cup, try to catch it. Make a game.
Cup, mouth, open mouth, whatever. Alright, anyway. This is the one that kind of thought somebody else would pick this too. So if this isn't y'all's number one, then I guess I don't know what I'm talking about. This one seems perfect. Okay, here we go.
Okay. We can. This is manipulation stream, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, Joffrey Cowboy, the manipulation stream. Perfect, right?
Yeah.
The manipulation stream. It's exactly. It's exactly right.
Wow. That was not.
Yeah.
That wasn't your number ones, Stu?
How the hell?
Actually, that was on one of the ones that I was picking for the list.
But, yeah.
Because I think I did a keyword search for stream, and I don't think that came up. I wonder if it's even on my iPod, which would be weird, because I thought I had all the JFAC, but maybe not.
I have the same feeling where I feel like I just listened to that like a couple days ago. I can't play that one now.
Everybody ought to know the band. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, that's
who
like
that
right
is.
On the tip of my tongue too. Is it Napalm Death?
It is Napalm Death.
I can't think of the song though.
It's Aim Without an Aim.
Yep.
Because it just has a frenetic, like, yep. You think about, like, you know, remember the old Looney Tunes cartoons when Wile E. Coyote was, like, trying to hit the Roadrunner with the hose, and the hose just like filled up, like this big ball of water coming out of the hose, and when it came, it just like flung it all over the desert.
Right.
It's like that.
Yeah. Yep. Just everywhere.
Yep. That's gonna bug me.
What?
With the Jeffrey Cowboy?
Yeah.
Am I in?
Yeah. That's what she said. What was the meme I saw? It was like, worst thing a guy can hear.
Oh, is it in yet?
Is it in yet? Worst thing a girl can hear.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, here we go.
Familiar,
the second but... you say it, I'm gonna.
It's Origin.
That's right.
The song is "Awaken the Suffering."
It's a good morning.
Now you will suffer.
Nice. All right, very good. Cody, did you have anything? No. Okay.
One time I peed on my dog. One time my dog had morning wood. I had to clean it up. Morning wood all over my snake.
My parents got a dog, and it seems like it was great. And Kim's like jealous because she wants a dog or whatever. And she's like, oh, it seems like it's such a perfect dog. And my mom goes, well, it's not so perfect. She's like, we're on speakerphone. She's like, I guess I don't know if I want to say this. Because I know Mandolin's right there, but his boy parts are too big for the case. Apparently, it's always walking around with red rockets sticking out. Like, God damn it. I didn't need another reason not to want to touch your dog.
My sister's mother-in-law has a dachshund that has never been neutered and apparently got really excited when she brought her dog, who was a spayed female. But apparently this dog rubbed his red rocket raw.
Oh, no.
Like fucking everything. Wow. And just like spooging all over the house.
Oh, gross.
Because he was so excited that this other dog was around. And she was like twice his size, so he couldn't leap up and fuck her. So he would just go just rub it on the couch.
Yeah. Like the bigger girls he does.
Yeah. She said, like, shit, they had to take him to the vet because he got an infection because he had it out. He was just...
Gross.
Yeah.
Reasons to get your dog neutered. Jeez.
Yeah.
Last week we talked about if there was a topic that was, like, too far. That's mine. I don't want to do, like, topics about dogs, especially not dog rockets. Like, no thanks.
Dog rocket.
Dog rocket. Song name, band name.
It should be a band name.
Rubbed raw dog rocket.
Can't reach the hole. Rub it all over the couch. Fuck it.
Right. That's right.
Can't reach the hole. Fuck the couch.
That'll be the first single for Filch Cake and the Baby Batter Slurry Bomber. Slurry Bombers.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, good times, fellas. Good idea, Stu. I'm curious to see what you'll come up with next and if it'll have anything to do with urine or penises.
Red rockets.
Yeah. But again, no dogs. Draw the line at dog.
How about elk?
Yeah, any other animal but dogs. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't like dog penises.
Like dog anything. Hey, this week, just so you, in case you're not up to speed on Taco Bell, March 27th.
Is there a reason this is being brought? Are we getting money?
But some of the Taco Bells in Denver already have their breakfast.
Oh,
and I have had, and it is awesome. I'm telling you guys.
I don't believe you. Like,
I'm gonna, well, okay, so they have like a breakfast burrito and like a quesadilla thing, and that's like whatever. But the AM Crunchwrap is amazing. I'm telling you, there's a sauce on it. Their hash browns are real thin. They're real crispy. Oof, man, it's fucking awesome. Because
usually, like, at fast food joints, they make pictures of food that look way better than what the actual food is that you're getting. And the pictures of their breakfast items look fucking gross.
You think?
Look absolutely disgusting.
But
like,
are you a
fan? Taco Bell waffle with some other shit in it. Get your hot sauce. Fuck yeah.
Are you a Taco Bell fan anyway, though?
I do eat Taco Bell because it's disgusting. And I don't want,
oh, it's the best.
Like, if I eat fast food breakfast, it's an Egg McMuffin. That's it. There's nothing else I will touch.
Really?
On a breakfast menu.
You got to try that Crunchwrap, dude. Plus, they have an
Am I going to like it as much as I like Breaking Bad?
Oh, that's right.
I'm building it up.
Fuck. I should have cut my mouth shut. I know. Well, if you're a fan of Taco Bell, like...
Basically what you're telling me is... I'm going to sit through the whole thing, and I'll be all right with it. But I'm not going to be leaping up and down with joy.
Yeah, probably you. Everybody else in the world who likes Breaking Bad. And yeah, diarrhea before noon, totally worth it. Seriously, it's really good. That Crunchwrap, bravo Taco Bell. And they do an AM Mountain Dew, which is like a virgin, what do they call it? Forget the name, but it's orange juice and Mountain Dew. And pretty good.
Gross. Mountain margaritas.
Yeah. No, what is the champagne and orange juice called? Mimosa. It's like a virgin mimosa at Taco Bell. it's like the poor man's mimosa.
You're comparing Mountain Dew to champagne.
Yeah. Well, it's like the poor man, hillbilly mimosa. Anyway, that's coming up on
Miller
Thursday.
High Life and orange juice?
Yeah, I guess that's more accurate. I guess I'll just cut that part out of the episode. I don't know. I thought it was pretty awesome. And I'm excited. It's not going to be like a daily thing, but yeah.
Yeah, right. God, I can't do it every day. You know, I used to eat Taco Bell on the regular, like every other day when I was working at my old job. And, you know, when I got a little healthier and I hadn't eaten it in a couple of years, and I tried to eat it at DIA when we were waiting on our plane. And.
That's a questionable location.
I was like, how did I shovel this shit in my mouth? Like,
because it's awesome. Okay, well, if I ever do a solo Metal Speak episode, it's gonna be top five songs to listen to while eating Taco Bell, and then I'll do a follow up.
No one else can make it. I'm gonna actually sample several Taco Bell dishes during the show.
I will. I'll eat while I'm doing it, and then I'll do a follow up episode. Top five songs to listen to while you're experiencing your Taco Bell diarrhea. You know, after. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Okay. Just trying to find excuses to not end the show, I guess. I don't know. All right. Well, we're going to end with another Piron tune. Again, The Mothers of Virtues comes out April 1st on Relapse. This is Invisible Injury. It kind of ties in, right? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. If you like, how about this? So you pee all over the floor, and then you forget about it, right? So it's sort of invisible. You come back in, you slip on the floor, and you're injured, right? Everybody following me?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah. And now you've listened to Metal Speak. Fuck off.